some of the people are so blatant, they just pull it right out of the driveways, leave it sit right in the middle, even though the street's already been plowed, and just leave it there. And then we get calls that the road has got snow on it, it's hard packed, and there's 3 inches of snow on the road, and why isn't the plow been by four-wheel drive snow blowers? Constantly, you know, pushing across the road. And it's becoming more and more of a problem to deal with. That the biggest thing is, number one, they never clean up after themselves, although they say it's cleaner now than when the plow comes through. That doesn't happen. Any salt that we did happen to put down in those locations got pushed off with what they did. Or if we've already salted, we don't put enough salt on the road to clear for what they do behind us. And that's why we constantly replow. That'll never stop because we always want to try and get as much snow off the road in the following days, slushing off just to save on salt. But that happens quite frequently as far as us condo associations, homeowners, snowblowers just right in front of the truck. Some will stop the snowblower right in front of the plow truck so he has to go around. We see that too. I understand that. People get frustrated too. So are our drivers.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I believe that one of the areas I called you about might have been a similar situation, because when I went down there was a lot of slush, and it looked to me like someone had to put that because the road was clear except for in these particular areas, but you know, it was so far after the fact that I couldn't tell. But on the next item, we're going to talk about watching where your routes are. So I suppose that will help us determine if that's actually someone putting the snow in the street or if it's getting missed as well. Would you agree with that, that would be helpful in that situation? Or
yes, it's, for some reason, I know of at least 30 calls we've had this year where the plow has not been down my road. Now you talk to the driver, and we do have some new drivers. I'm not going to say it can't happen. For the most part, it will not.
Yeah, when I went down, the only thing I could think of was it was clear, then all of a sudden there's 6 inches of slush in the road, and then it's clear again. And this has to be what's happening on that particular street. But I can't be out there. You can't be out there all the time.
So. It's very easy to find out, because as you drive by, you'll see the driveway, and then you'll see the snow. Or else you look across the street from the driveway, and there's the windrows of snow 3 feet higher. You know, it wasn't from the plow coming equally down the road. Someone had to put it there. It's pretty easy to see, but...
So the GPS is going to be able to tell us where we've been,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Regarding, so are we going to start citing people for doing what you're telling?
I mean, yes, sir.
That's what we're going to start doing? I brought up an issue not that long ago. I sent an email to the mayor, I think to Glenn, police chief, regarding the on-street parking, you know, taking a look at what our ordinances are. I mean, seeing some of the city of Milwaukee stuff where they do, where it does work, where people can park without, unless it snows, but I didn't really push that yet, you know, but it's something to take in consideration, because we obviously have no issues of people parking on the street, just we don't want it to be a problem when it comes to the snow plowing.
So snows, they need to be off the street, yeah. So
right. But if there's no snow, no snow in the forecast, you know. Okay.
Well, I just, unless there's more questions, I'll just let you know where we stand budget-wise. We have 48.8 in our budget for overtime related to snow clearing operations. We've used all but 13.5 so far, so we're quite a bit into that. Just to let you know, in previous years, so in Paul put together March through the end of December where we stand or how much budget we use for this issue. In 2017, we only used $10,000, almost $11,000. So if we were to have another year like we did last year, we'll be okay. But in 2016, we had $42,000 from March to December. So we're a little worried that we may not make it through this year, but we just wanted to raise the flag and let you know that we're cutting it close this year.
Every snowstorm's been on a Saturday or Sunday night.
Right.
It's just snow on weekends.
We've been lucky for many years prior, which is why I think we had the number lower budgeting, and if we had to go into contingency, we go into contingency. That's what I thought was the strategy.
Sure.
Any questions about anything else?
Alderman Nelson.
If a resident believes that, you know, their snow has been cleared or they have other issues, what number do you want them to call?
Call DPW, and what's the number?
Call DPW 425-8881 during regular work hours.
So it's 425-8881. Okay.
During regular work hours, after that, they can always call the police department, who will be able to get hold of myself or someone.
Okay.
You know, after hours.
Thank you.
To your whole list, we now have, we used to have 15 routes, we have 14 now, is that correct?
We still have 16, but it was too difficult to divvy up the, re-split them up, so we do use utility operations, plus we also, how we typically operate is the fact that we use our mechanics, we have at least two mechanics on each snow event. And they clear parking lots. So in case they're needed, say a truck's in an intersection or something, two mechanics can deactivate and go help that truck. So now we've started using one of our mechanics on a regular route. We just have one mechanic doing parking lots.
And we're not going to talk about the salt barn because that's a hot issue in Cudahy. We don't want to talk about that.
We're almost done with ours.
Ours is almost built. Okay. Anything else, Bill?
We put it off a number of years. It should be controversial.
Unless there's more questions.
That was my favorite target. Anything else?
It was. I know.
Goes on file.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item G4, purchase of a DPW system for the tracking of fleet.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
G5 is a request from the Director of Finance to proceed with the sale of note anticipation notes per 2017-7299, authorizing sale of $24.5 million in funding project costs included in the ballpark counts. All right, we'll do a roll call on this. Madam Clerk?
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Let's skip over G6. Nobody here wants to do that, do they? I tell you, it's a tough crowd. Item G6 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, the Standard Industrial Classification Titles 8661, known as religious organizations, to allow for such use as a special use in the M1 district. This is for Root River Church, the parcels on Forest Home. Alderman Nelson.
I've read the information, the letter. I understand staff's position, but I'd like to make the motion to approve this.
Second.
I agree with staff's position, but not as it relates to this particular parcel. I've instructed staff to take a look at this area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got lots of special text amendments for this area that don't fit in M1. Perhaps this area ought not be M1. Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah,
and
I
Alderman did. Mayer.
I don't really have a very clear map on where this is, but I'll refer to the district alderperson. But I did want to know the comment about from staff saying that the council may impose a time limit on a special use permit. I wanted to know what staff's comments were about the pros and cons of that and why that was suggested.
You want to do that, Nick, or do you want me to?
I knew
you could. I was just offering you an out.
So as part of the special use, the council could decide to put a parameter on if that use were to expire at some point. I think for if it's a situation with an applicant that's presenting itself as temporarily occupying the space, it can be a tool for the city, if that makes more sense. It's a con would be for, I think, most applicants to be put under a time frame or have to come back. It doesn't give them the consistency or the reliability they probably need in making a decision to locate within a tenant space.
Does this seem to be like a more permanent, from what you can tell, a more permanent situation, or is this another temporary location?
For the Root River Church specifically?
Yeah.
I believe at some point as they grow, they would likely look to purchase their own property.
Thank you. Alderman Mayer.
I just want to point out, when they came last year, whenever it was,
They wanted to move into the Orchard View Shopping Center, and the council's biggest concern was that they would attract people, but only on weekends, only on Saturday and Sunday. They wouldn't really attract people to the shopping center area the rest of the week necessarily. This place, this location, is not an issue for that sort of thing, and I think it's a great location. I completely support it 100%. So I think it could be a good home for them, and I would not be in favor of placing any time limit on this as long as they need, and as long as they're paying the rent and they've got a an accommodating landlord, I think it's a great place. So I would fully support it.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Well, I just want to clarify Alderman Mayer, because when he talks about the council's position, that may have been some on the council's, but it wasn't mine. I felt very comfortable with him being up at Orchard View and supported and spoke in favor of that location. Obviously, I was in the minority on that matter. I'm glad that you have found a home here, so I will definitely support it.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Welcome.
Go forth in church.
Say a prayer for us.
You know what? I don't think we've heard a clap out of an audience here. And
yeah, that's true.
G7 is update for design of the extension of West Marquette Avenue. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, we had a meeting, and staff was there. As the sheet says, there seems to be some conflict or disagreement on what actually was agreed upon, and both the developers are here, and they have asked to speak. Nick was there. Glenn was there. The road is very complicated. I did pass out a map in front of you, and I'd like to just discuss it a little bit before we have, I guess we should, do we have another chair?
Nick, take a powder. So it's a brick.
Is the camera
it's a
working
bench.
At all?
Uh-huh. Neck bench.
Camera works great.
You see what authority I have here? I told Nick to leave.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He sits down.
No. He doesn't know what a powder is. Bench, at the bench.
Who wants to go first?
I'm going to go first, since I put the map up there. So, as you can see on the far left-hand side, I've circled 51st Street just to get you a little direction where we are. The property that is on the north side of the line is owned by it's under contract by one developer, separate property owner. The property on the south side is another developer. And then the section where you see the little, parenthesis on that section, that's the area where we put the temporary road in to get some relief for the traffic and safety issues at Pleasant View School. That section is functioning well, although it's a smaller width section than what is in front of Pleasant View. Pleasant View School, curb to curb, is about 40 feet. I believe this one's only like 20 or something. I'm not really sure exactly, but it was a smaller. So when Mr. Bennett did that, he actually told me he got some right away on the south side for sidewalk and some extra land so it could go south. I have always stood my ground that I do not see any benefit of taking out the tree line that's buffering the existing homes there. To take that out and then to plant something back in that's less than adequate for screening just is a waste of effort. So there will have to be some transition zones where on the very far east where the road changes width for that road section. And the intersection of 49th Street, which is the one that's not quite about three-quarters of the way running north and south, that intersection to accommodate the road meeting up there. The north side development is from 49th over the lower side, the property extends the entire length of the orange line. So the complication what we have is definitely from 49th out to 51st Street, I am not in favor of having a development come in that only puts in a portion of the road and does not go out to 51st Street, because the whole reason we worked to put the temporary road in was to relieve the traffic. And if we don't go out to 51st Street and just add more homes, I don't see that in the city's best interest. So I wanted to make that point. The other thing is, what you see there is a line that is straight. It will not work out that way, because on the corner of the Orange Line and 49th Street, there is a single-family home that's still there. So the road would have to swing down closer to where the home has been torn down on the south side. So it would have to swing down. And then on the 51st Street side, there is a home on the corner of 51st and the Orange Line on the south side. So then the road would have to swing up. So the idea was neither developer were real interested in trying to design it for each other developer. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to design on my property or you're going to design on my property. So we thought, well, Glenn's idea was to bring in a third-party engineer, and that was Lakeside, who gave this proposal. The proposal did not include 49th Street East. So at the discussion, it was, are you okay with going with Lakeside, 49th Street to 51st Street? I thought it was yes, that they were, but the questions were, what's the cost going to be? We're not going to sign on to some, you know, really large project that our engineers could do it ourselves. So they sort of wanted to see what the quote would be. Obviously, you're not going to sign on to something unless you know what the quote is. The other complication is whose responsibility is going to be the Marquette from 49th East. So those are the topics. This is the complications. There is, I think I have one. Let's see. I have a map just to show you a couple different things that staff put together. This one would be a little bit
upside down,
a little bit more like what Cushing proposed. It's not quite. It's obviously it's more on this parcel than the south parcel. So the design that developers have been showing together, both of them are much more split. So it would swing down further on this side. This was another proposal that would put it completely on this Bellwood property with a large outlot here. Putting a large outlot here would cut off this development from being able to have access to that street. So I really think that that would be favorable to the city. This is probably the closest one, and again, just to show you the length of the road. I don't know if Nick wants to give a summary of the meeting. That would be helpful.
Nick? Mr. Fuchs?
Sure. So, as Alderman Wilhelm mentioned, staff, Glenn, myself, and they met with the developers and also a gentleman from Lakeside, the consultant. I think the discussion went pretty well as far as the design of the road. I think there's questions as far as right away with yet, and staff can work that out with the developer. My take on the consensus was that there'd be Lakeside would put together a revised quote for the design work that would include that 49th from the existing 249th Street section, and then the developers would be able to review that. And there was, I thought, a general consensus on a split of that cost by the developers, but they're obviously here and can add to that.
Well, the city doesn't build roads. We just don't. I mean, on rare occasions we do. Frankly, I don't know why we're involved in this, but okay. Ladies first. Ms. Watson.
All right. Well, we're obviously all here to discuss Marquette, and I think the general consensus is I think we all want that road to go through. I know I can speak on behalf of Creative Homes. We're willing to work in any capacity that obviously makes sense to achieve that common goal. I think it's a win for, us as a developer, the, north side developer, whoever that hopefully ends up being you guys. And then obviously the school, I think, benefits tremendously as well in traffic patterns and so forth. So we did have a meeting. I also thought the meeting went well. I do think that it's just important to just stress some concerns. I think, Alderwoman Wilhelm has done a great job kind of explaining the complexity of this road. It's a little bit more complex than just a simple plot of land where a developer comes in and normally does build the road. Obviously this road is on multiple parcels. I think there's some school piece that also is impacted that would need to be figured out. So it is a little bit more complex than your typical development. So at the meeting, we did start out talking about that current proposal that we had, which was around the tune of the $34,000. I think all of us, and again, you can correct me if I'm misspeaking, but I think we both assumed that that was for the full scope of the design work, which we definitely are willing to consider splitting that design cost. Again, we didn't commit to doing that, but we definitely committed to looking at a proposal, seeing what that all entailed, and seeing if that made sense. So again, we were willing to kind of work with how we needed to. That being said, later in the conversation, we did find out that it did not include the entire scope. It was missing that piece from the school to 49th Street. So there's that question of how is that going to be handled. And then there was some later conversation in the meeting about splitting costs not equally and prorations and so forth, which, I think originally when we agreed to this split, it was an equal split, and we felt that that was fair because both of us need that road to go through. That's Creative Home stance. So after we got the council action sheet, I just think there's a couple pieces of information that I just want to clarify so that we're transparent and that everyone's kind of understanding where our stance is coming from. Under that background section, there's a comment on there that both developers need this street design to complete the planning on the subdivision. We do not. Creative Homes does not need this to take place at this point. Our engineer has taken our project far enough along that we have our answers answered, and we are ready to move forward. It was kind of communicated in our understanding from the meeting that the potential developer to the north wanted this road designed so that they could get further information to figure out their profitability, which, again, I completely understand. But Creative Homes does not need this design at this time. So I just want to make sure that that's clarified. And then, again, there was a comment about that we did agree to split the costs. We didn't commit to splitting the costs. We did say that we would be open to reviewing a proposal, potentially splitting the cost.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you don't need the design from 49th over, how would you put the road through without having that?
Are you talking 49th to
51st Street, yes.
Well, at some point we'll need to get the detailed part, but at this point our engineer has done enough. So we've got all of our costs figured out. We've got enough of, the elevations and so forth figured out to be able to go forward in our design. So we don't need that information at this point to answer any questions on our end. We know we're moving forward. We've got it platted. We're ready for preliminary plat at this point.
But you still need right-of-way for the road, regardless of having all your figures calculated. You're calculating figures of right-of-way on someone else's property. So
correct. So our engineer has
some. You still need cooperation on the other side, correct?
Absolutely, we need cooperation on the other side. Absolutely. Okay. Yep. And then on the council action sheet, again, it just reiterates that we both verbally agreed. You don't think either one of us verbally agreed to for sure doing this, but definitely willing to. And then there was that question about Lakeside Engineering being asked to expand the scope. There was no discussion around who's going to cover, you know, that expense, where that's coming from, et cetera. So really I just think there's some major points that we just all kind of need to be aware of.